Well, they followed the motion. They took the Foxtrot list and adjusted it.
I thought we specifically excluded new construction.
So we did when we requested the list. We requested a list that excluded new construction, that that did not have improvements, and that where they were over 15% that had not received a physical inspection. Kind of as the, they brought out a list. They said this should be correct. We just took that list as it was. So now it's went back through. They've excluded the new construction. There's 240, okay? So we have 1,500 here. They've went through and said, okay, we've done, there's some other errors. We've done some physical, you know, checked on physical inspection. The list that what we should have gotten, this isn't, that's not a blame. There's nobody to blame here, but the list we should have got at the very end, of course, this was in a short period of time, is 51 back would be the accurate list after they filtered through. And of course, I mean, I like to feel like we can,
you have a list of those 51 properties.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and could Andy interject something here about the motion? Tell him what you're finding.
Oh, I just, the way I understood the motion, I understand where Donna's coming from now, is because the way the motion read, it didn't matter if we checked it or not. The motion put it back to 7%. But I know what I was going by, what I thought you guys meant.
Well,
that's why how we come up with.
Is there even a way for Ulrich to identify the properties you've gone out and reviewed? Is there some button that's clicked?
And
otherwise, there's no way he could have possibly pulled a report for you.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. We've had a mass motion made like this before. We couldn't operate because there was no list of properties that had not been reviewed. It didn't exist.
Right. There's really not a way to see. I'm working on that in my office now to make sure that you don't have this in the future. But right now, there really is no way for him to know. There's nothing clicked. And that's, again, that's how I got on the list. We'd gone out there. The state tax commission sets my value. My measurements were wrong, and he changed them. But there is nothing in there that shows that we were there. He didn't even take pictures, I noticed. And so...
So, you have to operate at a certain level of trust within the county offices, and if, I mean, and I'm looking at you guys, and you guys said you went through the list, the best you could tell, you went through most of those homes, you excluded the errors, and you have a list of 51.
Right.
Okay, I'm afraid that that's what I'm, I mean.
But they don't have proof of it. We cannot act off of.
I understand, but I mean, we didn't have proof that the list that we had to begin with. I mean, am I going to have to?
Can I ask one question? Please do not make a mass motion on something that's out here in the air. If they have a list and they've identified it, please give us the parcel numbers and values that you want, not something we have to go try and figure out and get screwed up again. I want a parcel number with an ending value that you want. Can we do that, please? Do
we have that?
Yes.
List.
He's made the copy.
Well, okay. And again, this is not...
I know it's not an attack, Jeff. I just don't want another issue.
Okay.
If we have... This parcel number needs to be set back to its original assessor book total, then that's what we'll do. But I have to have an exact list of parcel numbers so that... This doesn't occur again, right, Susan? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am, I know that. He's getting a copy
of
it.
Well, hopefully, you know, you always learn the most by error. So
I did try to warn you guys. I seriously tried to warn you about making mass motions.
I know, but an intent does matter, just like it matters in your area of law. So
not according to my attorney.
Yeah.
Well, I understand you have to go off what's written. There's nothing wrong. I mean, I 100% get that. I 100% get that. So, you know, we're just trying to come up with what the proper solution is because, you know, if they went out to those particular properties.
I'm fine with that. I didn't want it
Okay.
Sounds like if we get this list and they've got values.
I don't know that he actually has the values down, but we can get those on there.
If you make a motion that says the parcels presented on this document are set back at the assessor's textbook totals, that's easy to get because we can go through the book. We've got it on the computer. We can enter the parcel number, come up with the value, and send it to Ulrich. He can probably do it faster and easier than us, but then we'll have a written record that we can check once it gets produced. Okay?
Our commissioner has a question.
I just want to point out that the collector, in searching the 2021 tax bill and what she can see on the 22, what is asking Ulrich to do things that he's never done, and it was difficult for
him. He had to write script to do this.
It took away all those parcels he touched, took away the commercial value and the ag value, put them all on res.
Okay.
And so there's many, the collector made copies of the bills. There's many that on the Foxtrot motion of just the way he did it that made, it'll be wrong, incorrect taxes.
I hear you.
Which is why we called him and said, can you just undo it? And he said, it'll take me 3 hours. But I can completely undo Foxtrot. Because he's our fail-safe. If we screw up in the assessor's office and I accidentally erase a file, he can bring it back. So
but
he's got backups.
In that case, I need a list of the 51 you want to put back on there.
Right,
you
absolutely.
You want to make a motion to correct Foxtrot and remove all values back to the assessor's book and then have us do the 51 parcels.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And that should
sounds
clear
like
up the commercial problem.
We are here for a solution. So the correct language that would help your office the best, because you guys received the big changes on this.
Is it to amend Foxtrot?
To correct Foxtrot?
That would be to
reset back to where it was.
Reset Foxtrot values
except for
to assessor totals.
We're gonna
second motion would be to what the heck did you do to the Foxtrot?
We got 43 here.
Isn't
there's
some,
on the back.
On the back.
Can we reread your motions
okay,
from the Foxtrot?
We're tricky, sorry.
Jeff, then it would be, you could name this one, give it a name, and there's parcels on the back too, right? Okay, amend, or a second motion to have us do that motion to this. Just read that motion to these parcels. So name this, whatever, how about Alabama? That's the first thing that came in my name. Mike, can we name it Alabama?
Since you're doing the work, we'll let you name it.
I couldn't name
it. Well, Wesley's got to do the work. How about whiskey for Wesley?
You already have a whiskey, don't you?
I need whiskey.
Whiskey it is.
Okay,
there you go. It's a NATO phonetic.
We get a little fun in here. So then if you say, as presented by the clerk, the whiskey's parcels, and then do that motion.
Okay.
Okay. But do we need to repeal the Foxtrot?
To reset Foxtrot values to assessor totals. I'd rather have you do that than try and repeal something that was done during the summer BOE.
That is what it is.
Okay.
We're doing the same thing of what we thought.
Are we doing what? Okay. All right.
Because it'll be easiest to make sure it cleans it up.
Yeah, just trying to make sure it's okay.
It'll take everything from Foxtrot back to her original values, then we'll come back and do these 51.
When you say original assessor values, you're talking about
the assessor's textbook totals.
July 1, 2021.
Just as
2021,
they were, yeah, what you saw
when she got turned
July
in.
1st. We'll take them back to that.
Okay.
And it'll be easier for Ulrich to do that, and then we can come back and do these. Now you realize these are all in the new textbook, not the summer BOE textbook. But they'll still get done. Mona can flag them. She'll pull the tax bills out. We'll just make a copy, take these over to her. She can pull those out.
So let's do the motions, okay? I make a motion to correct Foxtrot, resetting to the value of the assessor's totals as of that were delivered to the clerk's office July 2021.
How about assessor book totals?
Assessor
book values. Sorry.
Values.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Greg got you first.
What
Greg
did Baker. Okay.
Aye.
Make sure. Aye.
Motion stands. All right. Now, I have before me effectively, it's an amended Foxtrot, but we're calling it Whiskey, that has 51 parcels on it. And these 51 parcels are properties that were raised over 15% that had not received, this is not in my motion, that were raised over 15% and that had not received a physical inspection as per state statute that got enacted last year.
That should be documented, yeah. But.
So I make a motion that we accept the exhibit Whiskey that had received a 15% or more increase without a physical inspection.
And limit those to 7%, is that word?
And reduce to a 7% increase. And so these parcels do not have new construction nor improvements.
Did you check
but
that?
But that's not part of them.
They would have checked it.
You want that in the motion?
Yeah.
I think that's clarification.
He wants it in the motion. We would should have had it in that motion.
Right. So all 51 parcels are subject except if they are new construction.
Which we've been delivered the fact
right,
that
right.
It's
okay. Right.
I know we were here. I know we were here two right. weeks ago, and
right.
but it's.
Second. Can I repeat what I got?
Yeah.
Jeff Reynolds' motion to accept Whiskey exhibit that had reduced 15% or more and reduced to 7% increase, and these parcels did not have new constructions.
Or we're not inspected.
Correct. Are you adding that?
Yes.
And we're inspected?
We're not inspected.
And we're not inspected.
That's the inspection issue is we all know what we need to do going forward, so.
That sound good?
Sounds good.
All in favor, say.
Second. We both got you at the same time.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion stands. Foxtrot's out, Whiskey's in. So, you know, thank you to the assessor's office for going through all that. I know that was a lot of extra. I mean, you guys have already worked a ton. And Wesley, I know you'd worked on this. You went on vacation, then you know had went through that list, and it's not one list over the other. It's just that you know you guys have the information, knowing what's there. So I appreciate the spirit of working together. So,
anything else we need to do?
Don't come back.
Don't come back.
Until next year.
Right. So
we had actually talked about
this. Unless there's some other point of
we don't have anything.
Point of information. The board would just like to bring attention to Wesley Shoemaker over here. And Wesley, how long have you worked for the county?
Since 2013.
So for 8 years. 8 years. And you came here, you retired out of the military. What branch? Tell us what you
Army.
Did. Army, and you were a combat engineer, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So anyway, you've been sitting in here.